Greetings once again, fellow Lenten pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob here. And it's Saturday, the end of the fifth full week of Lent, and our last day before the beginning of Holy Week. Tomorrow is Palm Sunday. Today, we go back to Joyce Rupp's beautiful devotional called Jesus, Friend of My Soul, and we hear about one who comforts. The scriptures from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7, verse 13, goes like this. When Jesus saw her, he had compassion for her, and he said to her, "Do not weep." A widow, overcome with her loss, accompanies the funeral procession of her only son. Jesus sees her as he walks nearby and responds with empathy to the immensity of her sadness. He realizes that not only has she lost a beloved child, but she will also have no financial support because she is a widow. He follows the natural impulse of his heart and reaches out to her, reviving the son and giving him back to his mother. All it took to relieve her pain was the moment of his compassion and a few words. "Young man, I say to you, rise." We rarely receive back something precious we have lost, but we are often able to benefit from divine compassion, as did the widow of Nain. When my father died suddenly, I was 40 years old. His death shattered my joy. Not long after this misfortune, a friend sent a sympathy card that brought me much needed comfort. The cover of the card portrayed a lamb carefully cradled with two strong hands, obviously those of the Good Shepherd. I felt consoled in knowing that I was being held with a similar kind of embrace. The compassion of the Holy One found me through the empathy of my friend's simple, caring gesture. Sometimes it's the most ordinary expressions of compassion that bring about the most extraordinary gifts of comfort. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, heart of comfort, time and again you wrap your tenderness around my confusion and unhappiness. Remind me, when I hesitate or forget, that I can bring your comforting presence to the hurting people who enter my life. Today, I comfort a person who experiences hurt. Amen. Well, now we are on the brink of Holy Week, friends. And as Billy Williams might say, Easter's a-comin', and it's gonna happen. And we're going to be together through it all. Tomorrow we begin with Palm Sunday. And Ed Coller and I are going to put together a kind of a extended Q&A session for you about the COVID-19 virus and the Bible. And see if we can add some biblical perspective to what we're all experiencing now in our country and throughout the world. I hope you'll look for that sometime Sunday afternoon or evening. Tomorrow morning, you'll be getting our regular Lenten daily devotion, and it'll be our Palm Sunday devotion. So I hope you'll look for that as well. I pray over all of you, pray that you're well, pray you by name, and hold you in my heart as we move now into the most sacred time of the year for the followers of Jesus Christ, as the Lenten pilgrims come to Palm Sunday. In Jesus' name, amen.